The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and a younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck the country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here am I, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up, went back to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back, safe and sound.' He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, 'Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf.' He said to him, 'My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Sunday school teacher was explaining the story of the prodigal son to his class, clearly emphasizing the resentment the older brother expressed at the return of his brother. When he finished telling the story, he asked the class, "Now, who was really sad that the prodigal son had come home?" After a few minutes of silence, one little boy raised his hand and confidently stated, "The fattened calf." Today, the fourth Sunday of Lent is Latare Sunday. Latare in Latin means rejoice. So today is a Sunday of rejoicing. And that's why rose color vestments are worn by me and the deacon, symbolizing joy and rejoicing. And this rose vestment is also used on the third Sunday of Advent, which is called Gaudete Sunday. And both these Latin words, latare and gaudete, from the entrance antiphons at Mass are translated, rejoice. Rose expresses the joy of anticipation for Christmas and for Easter. And one of the sources of this joy is that God has reconciled us to Himself in Jesus Christ. And so we have become a new creation. So this fourth Sunday of Lent proclaims unconditional forgiveness, all-embracing love, healing, reconciliation, and calls us to rejoice. Today's second reading, St. Paul tells us, we have now a whole new way of living, where hatred is transformed to love. Hostilities are changed into hospitalities. Injustice is changed to justice. Alienation is changed into friendship. We are a new people. What else can we do but rejoice when we know that God has offered us the unconditional gift of forgiveness and all-embracing love? The gospel reading of today gives us one of the most familiar stories in the gospel, the parable of the prodigal son, or the parable of the loving father, as some people would like to call it. If you have noticed in the gospel, there are four cries of the prodigal son. Give me, help me, make me, accept me. Give me, help me, make me, accept me. And upon the return of the prodigal son, the most powerful moment in the parable is when the father runs to his son. He doesn't wait. He doesn't make him apologize first. He embraces him. The father said to his servants, quickly bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. All these actions have meanings. Finest robe symbolizes honor. Ring is a symbol of authority and right. Sandals is a symbol of freedom. And this is how God responds to us when we return to Him, whether it is through confession or prayer or simply turning our hearts back to Him. The story also shows us the flaws of the elder brother. Instead of rejoicing that his brother, who was presumed lost, has come back, he is angered by the fact that their father has received him back with a celebration. He is full of bitterness, self-righteousness, loneliness, and refusal to forgive and forgo. In anger, He distances himself from his own family and from the party. As he leaves, he mutters to himself, "This is unfair. This is unfair." So the sins of those who are not good enough, younger brother, as well as the sins of those who are too good, elder brother, are equally obstacles in the realization of unity and harmony in the Father's house. Whether your sins are most visible, like those of the younger son, or more hidden, like those of the elder son, the message for us today is that we all need to repent and return to the Father's house. The younger son needs to turn back from the frivolous lifestyle and return to the Father's house and be a responsible and obedient son. The elder son needs to turn back from anger and resentment and learn to share the house with the apparently undeserving younger brother. So the question that we have to ask ourselves today is, who am I in this story? Am I the prodigal son needing to return to God? Or am I the older son needing to soften my heart? Or am I the father called to show mercy, forgiveness to someone in my life? Let's ask ourselves. Happy Sunday to all of you. Amen.